今天的题目是复活的大能。
Today's title is The Power of Resurrection.
经文取自约翰福音第二十章第十九节到三十一节。
And the passage is from John 20 verses 19 to 31.
让我们来看这段经文记载了耶稣基督的复活。
And let's look at this passage which speaks of Jesus' resurrection.
约翰福音第二十章第十九节我用中文来读，然后 Amy 姐妹会用英文来读。
We will read it in both Chinese and English.
约翰福音第二十章第十九节，那日这里还记载着，就是七日的第一日晚上，门徒所在的地方因怕犹太人，门都关了。耶稣来站在当中，对他们说：“愿你们平安。”说了这话，就把手和肋旁指给他们看。门徒看见主，就喜乐了。耶稣又对他们说：“愿你们平安。父怎样差遣了我，我也照样差遣你们。”说了这话，就向他们吹一口气说：“你们受圣灵，你们赦免谁的罪，谁的罪就赦免了，你们留下谁的罪，谁的罪就留下了。”那十二个门徒中有称为比士马的多马，耶稣来的时候他没有和他们同在。那些门徒就对他们说：“我们已经看见主了。”多马却说：“我非看见他的手上的钉痕，用指头探入他的钉痕，又用手探入他的肋旁，我总不信。”过了半日，门徒又在那里屋里，多马也和他们同在，门都关了。耶稣来站在当中说：“愿你们平安。”就对多马说：“伸过你的指头来摸我的手，伸出你的手来探入我的肋旁，不要疑惑，总要信。”多马说：“我的主啊，我的神啊。”耶稣对他说：“就因看见我才信，那没有看见的更为有福了。”耶稣在门徒面前另外行了许多神迹，没有记在这书上，但记这些事要叫你们信耶稣就是基督，是神的儿子，并且叫你们信了他就可以因他名得生命。
John 20:19-31. So when it was evening on that day, the first day of the week, and when the doors were shut where the disciples were for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood in their midst and said to them, "Peace be with you." And when he had said this, he showed them both his hands and his side. The disciples then rejoiced when they saw the Lord. So Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, I also send you." And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, their sins have been forgiven them. If you retain the sins of any, they have been retained." But Thomas, one of the 12, called Didymus, was not with them when Jesus came. So the other disciples were saying to him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Unless I see in his hands the imprint of the nails, and put my finger into the place of the nails, and put my hand into his side, I will not believe." After 8 days, his disciples were again inside, and Thomas was with them. Jesus came, the doors had been shut, and stood in their midst and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Reach here with your finger and see my hands, and reach here your hand and put it into my side, and do not be unbelieving, but believing." Thomas answered and said to him, "My Lord and my God." Jesus said to him, "Because you have seen me, have you believed? Blessed are they who did not see and yet believed." Therefore, many other signs Jesus also performed in the presence of the disciples, which are not written in this book. But these have been written so that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing, you may have life in his name.
那么犹太人宗教领袖把主耶稣交给比拉多。
The Jewish religious leader handed Jesus over to Pilate.
要把他钉在十字架上。
To be nailed on the cross.
那么因着他们的要求，比拉多只好把耶稣钉在十字架上。
And because of their request, Pontius Pilate put Jesus on the cross.
而耶稣被钉在十字架上。
Jesus was nailed to the cross.
然后承受了极大的痛苦。
He suffered great suffering.
然后最后死在十字架上。
And finally he died on the cross.
然后后来主耶稣的身体被人从十字架上拿下来，安葬在坟墓里面。
Later, Jesus' body was taken down from the cross and placed in a tomb.
所以根据约翰福音第二十章第一节的记载。
So according to John 20 verse 1,
七日的第一日清早，天还黑的时候，抹大拉玛利亚来到坟墓那里，看见石头从坟墓挪开了。
Now on the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene came early to the tomb while it was still dark and saw the stone already taken away from the tomb.
这个坟墓的进口原本是用这个石头塞住的。
The entrance to the tomb was first covered by a rock.
但是这个石头被挪开了。
But this was, the stone was already taken away.
所以抹大拉玛利亚立刻的把他所看见的告诉彼得还有另外一个门徒。
So immediately, Mary Magdalene came and reported what she saw to Peter and another disciple.
然后这两个门徒立刻到坟墓去。
And these two disciples immediately went to the tomb.
确实的，他们看到主耶稣的身体不见了。
Truly, they realized, they saw that Jesus' body was no longer there.
那么之后，抹大拉玛利亚再次的回到坟墓那边去。
And Mary Magdalene once again returned to the tomb.
然后希望能够找到耶稣的身体。
Hoping to be able to find Jesus' body.
然后当时有两位天使向他显现。
And at that time, two angels appeared to her.
那么过后，主耶稣就出现在他的面前。
And then later, Jesus appeared to her.
那么在那时，抹大拉玛利亚真的看到从死里复活的主耶稣。
And at that time, Mary Magdalene saw the resurrected Jesus.
所以因着这个缘故，抹大拉玛利亚就去告诉门徒说，我已经看见主了，我又将主对他说的些话告诉他们。
And because of this, Mary Magdalene went to the disciples with the news. I have seen the Lord. And she told them that he had said these things to her.
抹大拉玛利亚是第一个看到主耶稣复活的。
Mary Magdalene was the first person to see the resurrected Jesus.
她把所看见而且听到的告诉门徒。
He told the disciples what she saw and what she heard.
主耶稣复活的第一天至少向人显现了五次。
And Jesus' first day of resurrection, he appeared to people at least five times.
然后除了是抹大拉玛利亚。
Besides Mary Magdalene.
主耶稣也向其他的妇女显现。
He appeared to other women.
他也向西门彼得显现。
And he appeared to Simon Peter.
他也向以马忽斯的门徒显现。
And he also appeared to those on the way to Emmaus.
当然向他自己的门徒除了多马之外显现。
And also he appeared to his disciples and Thomas.
那么因此主耶稣的复活的消息渐渐的被传开。
And so Jesus, the news about Jesus began to spread.
然后起初到坟墓去的人。
Initially it's people who went to the tomb.
甚至主耶稣自己的门徒都不敢相信。
Even his own disciples were unwilling to believe.
他们不敢相信主耶稣复活了。
They did not want to believe that Jesus rose again.
但是后来他们信了。
But later on they believed.
那么他们的信带来很大的改变。
And because of their faith, it brought about great change.
主耶稣的复活使到他们从那个惧怕当中变为喜乐。
And Jesus' resurrection brought them out of fear into joy.
从不信变成相信。
From unbelief to belief.
主耶稣的复活使那些相信他的人 从这个死亡进入这个永生的生命里面。
And Jesus' resurrection caused people to exit out of death into, and enter into life.
所以主耶稣的复活改变了一切。
And so Jesus' resurrection changed everything.
人本来是没有希望的。
Men are initially without hope.
但是耶稣的复活 带给人有盼望。
But Jesus' resurrection gave people hope.
主耶稣的门徒本来是处在那种沮丧还有绝望的当中。
Initially, Jesus' disciples were in mourning, sorrow, and hopelessness.
然后因着耶稣的复活，他们有了盼望。
But because of Jesus' resurrection, they have hope.
所以主耶稣的复活，第一使到门徒从这个惧怕变为喜乐。
So Jesus' resurrection first helped the disciples went from fear to joy.
所以根据这节经文的记载。
So according to this verse.
那天就是七日的第一日晚上，门徒所在的地方因怕犹太人门都关了，耶稣来站在当中对他们说，愿你们平安。
On the evening of the first day of the week, when the disciples were together, with the doors locked for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood among them and said, Peace be with you.
所以七日的第一日，也就是主耶稣复活那天。
So, first day of the week is the day that Jesus rose again.
门徒就聚在一间屋子里面。
The disciples were gathered together.
而且门都关上。
With the doors locked.
因为他们怕犹太人来抓拿他们。
Because they're fearful of the Jews to come to arrest them.
所以当主耶稣被捕之后，门徒全部都走了。
So after Jesus was arrested, all his disciples scattered.
因为他们所跟随的主被交在比拉多的手中受审判。
Because the Lord that they had followed was handed over to Pontius Pilate to be judged.
虽然主耶稣没有罪，
even though Jesus had not sinned.
但是这些犹太人宗教领袖要把耶稣钉在十字架上。
Yet the religious Jewish leaders wanted to nail Jesus to the cross.
这些比拉多就顺着他们的意愿把耶稣钉死在十字架上。
And Pontius Pilate went along with their wish to nail Jesus to the cross.
所以这群门徒的主已经死了。
And these disciples' Lord has died.
并且被埋葬在坟墓里面。
And he has been buried in the tomb.
那么将来对于他们来说真的是没有希望了。
And for them in the future, there is no hope.
因为主耶稣曾经是他们的英雄。
Because at one point, Jesus was their hero.
主耶稣曾经把这个水变成酒。
Jesus at one point turned water into wine.
他使到一个瘸腿的人能够行走。
He cured the lame.
他医治一个生来瞎眼的人。
He cured an individual who was born blind.
他用五个饼两条鱼喂饱了五千人。
He used five loaves and two fish to feed 5,000 people.
我使到一个死去了四天的拉撒路从死里复活过来。
And he raised Lazarus who has been dead for 4 days.
但是他们所期待的王已经死了。
But the king that they had hoped for died.
一切都完了。
All is lost.
我加上犹太人还要来抓拿他们。
Besides this, the Jews wanted to come and arrest them.
因此他们感到非常的害怕。
Therefore they had much fear.
那么就在这个时候，主耶稣向他们显现。
And at this point, Jesus appeared to them.
圣经说当时那个屋子的门是关着的。
And the Bible tells us that the doors were locked.
但是主耶稣突然间在他们当中。
But Jesus suddenly appeared before them.
而且对他们说，愿你们平安。
And he told them, peace be with you.
门都关上的，主耶稣怎么会进来？
The doors were locked, how did Jesus enter?
我想一般的人都会认为是鬼魂。
Most people would consider this a ghost.
如果是我的话，我可能会吓得半死。
If it's me, I probably would be scared to death.
所以在第二十节这里说，说了这话就把手和肋旁指给他们看，门徒看见了就喜乐了。
But after this, he said this. He showed them his hands and sides. The disciples were overjoyed when they saw the Lord.
所以证明门徒看到的不是鬼魂或者是其他的人。
So it shows that the individual that Jesus saw was, that the disciples saw were not a ghost or another person.
所以主耶稣就把他的手还有他的肋旁指给他们看。
So Jesus showed them his hands and his side.
主耶稣复活的身体跟我们现在的身体不一样。
The resurrected body of Jesus is different from the body that we have now.
他的身体是超越这个自然的定力。
His body is supersedes in natural order.
啊，不受这个空间的限制。
It's not limited to space.
因此，他能够进入一个被关上门的一间屋子里面。
Therefore, he could enter a room that's locked.
啊，虽然他的身体不受空间的限制。
Even though his body is not limited to space.
啊，但是耶稣基督的复活的身体是一个实际的这个身体。
But his resurrected body is a touchable form.
因为门徒看到他的身体。
Because the disciples saw his body.
如果是鬼魂是看不到的是吗？
If it's a ghost, you can't see him.
所以这里说门徒啊，门徒看见主就喜乐了。
And the disciples were overjoyed when they saw the Lord.
呀、yeah, ，他们耶稣的复活突然间使到他们感到从惧怕当中转为很喜乐的心态。
Their fear from Jesus' death suddenly has been turned into joy.
所以门徒不再感到害怕，因为主耶稣已经复活了。
The disciples were no longer fearful because Jesus rose again.
啊，《使徒行传》里面记载了这些使徒们到普天下去传福音。
In the book of Acts, it records the disciples going throughout the world to preach the gospel.
啊，这些使徒不怕生命的危险。
And these disciples were not fearful of their lives.
甚至把他们的生命摆上来传扬这个复活的耶稣。
They sacrificed their lives in order to spread the gospel about Jesus.
可能我们会问，为什么他们不怕死？
Perhaps we would ask, how come they are not fearful of death?
他们不怕死，因为主耶稣已经复活了。
They're not fearful of death because Jesus rose again.
因为耶稣的复活带给人盼望。
And because of Jesus' resurrection, it gave men hope.
死亡不再是一个绝望的事情。
Death is no longer a hopeless thing.
因为耶稣的复活已经战胜了这个死亡。
Because Jesus' resurrection has overcome death.
因此门徒不感到惧怕。
Therefore, the disciples were no longer fearful.
那不但不感到惧怕，他们心里面还充满了喜乐。
Not only were they no longer fearful, their hearts were overjoyed.
所以主耶稣看到门徒的心从惧怕变为喜乐。
So Jesus saw his disciples turn from fear to overjoyed.
那因此就对他们说，愿你们平安。父怎样差遣了我，我也要照样差遣你。
Again, Jesus said,Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, I am sending you.
啊，这个是主耶稣给使徒们的使命。
And this is the commission which Jesus gave to his disciples.
啊，就是要他们往普天下去传扬这个福音。
And that is to spread the gospel throughout the world.
那么虽然门徒过去的胆怯，还有他们的不信。
Even though the disciples had fear and unbelief.
啊，但是主耶稣没有放弃他们。
But Jesus did not give up on them.
因为主耶稣要差遣他们去做见证。
Because Jesus wants to send them to give a witness of him.
啊，并且要赐给他们圣灵的大能。
And he wants to give them the power of the Holy Spirit.
所以这节经文说了这话，就向他们吹一口气，说你们受圣灵。
And with that, he breathed on them and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit."
所以在主耶稣在还没有升天之前。这个他所说的就应验了。
And before Jesus' ascension, what he said has come about.
因为根据《使徒行传》第一章第八节所说。
Because according to Acts 1:8, it says.
啊，当圣灵降临在你们的身上，你们必得着能力，并要在耶路撒冷、犹大全地和撒玛利亚，直到地极，做我的见证。
But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth.
那么第二点。
And the second point.
主耶稣的复活使到门徒从不信到相信。
Jesus' resurrection caused the disciples to go from unbelief to belief.
那么当门徒聚在那个屋子那个晚上。
That evening when the disciples were gathered together in the room.
啊，多马不在他们当中。
Thomas was not among them.
那么圣经没有说明为什么多马不在他们当中。
And the Bible did not tell us why Thomas was not with them.
啊，到底他跑去哪里？
Where he was.
那可能多马比这些门徒更加害怕。
Perhaps Thomas was even more fearful than the rest.
啊，就到其他的地方去躲。
And he's hiding in another place.
啊，无论如何，如果我们看约翰福音第十一章十六节说的话，啊，这里讲到多马是一个很勇敢的人来。
No matter what, it does record in scripture that Thomas was a very brave individual.
因为他曾经讲过，我甚至愿意把我的生命摆上，跟耶稣到那个犹大地去。
Because he said in the past that I'm willing to even sacrifice my life in order to follow Jesus.
所以在十四章第五节，显明多马是一个很实际的人。
And we also see that Thomas is a very practical individual.
他说：“主啊，我们不知道你往哪里去，怎么知道哪条路呢？”
He said, "Lord, we don't know where you're going, so how can we know the way?"
所以这节经文让我们看到多马是一个很直接的人 ，very direct.
And we see that Thomas is a very direct individual.
我曾经听过不少人说啊，多马啊是一个怀疑的多马。
I've heard many people call Thomas doubting Thomas.
啊，但是主耶稣没有责备多马的怀疑，而是责备他的不信。
But Jesus did not rebuke Thomas's doubt, but his unbelief.
其实怀疑跟不信是有些分别的。
Actually, there's a difference between doubt and unbelief.
怀疑是一个理智的问题。
Doubt is an issue with the reasoning.
啊，一个人要相信，但是他心里面充满了怀疑啊，和问充满了问题。啊，很多疑问啊，这个是怀疑。
Individual wants to believe, but yet he has questions. That is doubt.
啊，但是不信是一个道德的问题。
But unbelief is a moral issue.
啊，人就是不信。
Men do not are unbelieving.
因为你看约翰福音的时候，耶稣经常责备那些不信的人。
Because when you look at the book of John, Jesus often rebuked those who did not believe.
那么当时多马就是处在这种状况里面。
And Thomas was in this situation.
什么原因使到多马不信？
What caused Thomas to be unbelieving?
啊，他已经听到别人说，告诉他主耶稣已经复活了。
He heard others say that Jesus rose again.
啊，就好像这句经文说，那些门徒对他说，我们已经看见主了。
And just like here, it says, so the other disciples told him, we have seen the Lord.
所以对他说这句话不是一次，是对他说连续的跟他讲。
And it's not just once, but it was repeated to him multiple times.
啊，但是多马却说，
Yeah, Thomas says,
我非看到他的手上的钉痕，用指头探入他的钉痕，用手探入他的肋旁，我总不信。
But he said to them, unless I see the nail marks in his hands and put my finger where the nails were and put my hand into his side, I will not believe it.
所以这句经文显示多马的不信。
And here we see Thomas's unbelief.
啊，除非他亲眼看到，用手亲手摸到。
Unless he sees it with his own eyes and touch with his own hands.
啊，不然的话，他不会信。
Otherwise, he would not believe.
所以不信这个两个字在希腊文原文里面是有双重负面的意思。
And not believe, these two words in the original Greek has, it's double negative.
啊，所以中文圣经把它翻译成我总不信。
And, in Chinese it translated, I will absolutely not believe.
其实世上很多人好像多马一样。
And actually, in this world, many people are like Thomas.
啊，叫他来信耶稣，他总要证据。
You ask them to come and believe, they want to ask for proof.
啊，要看一些神迹奇事。
They want to see some miracles.
所以怀疑说我不能信，因为太多的问题还有疑问。
Doubt is, well, I'm not sure because right now I have many, many questions.
啊，但是不信说我不信，除非你给我证据看。
But to not believe is saying, I will not believe unless you show me all the evidence.
那其实多马曾经看过主耶稣把这个拉撒路从死里复活过来。
Thomas has seen Jesus raise Lazarus from death.
啊，但是他却不相信耶稣的复活。
Yet he does not believe in that Jesus rose again.
所以他坚持要看到和摸到才可以信。
So insists that he sees and touches.
所以为了要达到这个多马的意愿。
So in order to satisfy Thomas' desire.
主耶稣再一次在那个屋子里面向门徒显现。
Jesus once again appeared before the disciples.
那么刚好这次多马在当中,
and this time Thomas was with them.
所以主耶稣就对多马说, 伸过你的指头来, 摸我的手, 伸过你的手来, 探入我的肋旁, 不要疑惑, 总要信。
Then he said to Thomas, put your finger here, see my hands, reach out your hand and put it into my side. Stop doubting and believe.
我当时多马亲眼看到,
and his eyes saw.
他亲手摸到主耶稣复活的身体,
and he touched the resurrected body.
所以那时候他终于信了,
then he finally believed.
然后直到他突然间醒悟过来,
and suddenly he came to his senses.
所以, 根据这节经文这么说,
and according to the this verse it says,
我想如果这个是audio的话,
I think if this was audio recording,
多马说, 我的主啊, 我的神啊,
you would probably say, my Lord and my God.
多马说这句话, 显明耶稣的神性,
and Thomas' statement reflects Jesus' deity.
所以当你看这个约翰福音的时候,
so when we look at the book of John,
你把整本约翰福音看完,
you go through the book of John,
你会看到很多地方谈到主耶稣的神性,
you'll see many places that talks about the deity of Christ.
比如说施洗约翰说, 我看见了就证明这是神的儿子,
for example, John the Baptist said, I myself have seen and have testified that this is the Son of God.
然后在一章49节, 拿单也说, 拉比, 你是神的儿子, 你是以色列的王。
And in chapter 1, verse 49, Nathanael answered him, Rabbi, you are the Son of God, you are the King of Israel.
然后在5章25节, 主耶稣说, 我实实在在告诉你们, 时候将到, 现在就是了, 使人要听见神儿子的声音, 听见的人就要活了。
In chapter 5, verse 25, it says, truly, truly, I say to you, an hour is coming and now is, when the dead will hear the voice of the Son of God, and those who hear will live.
还有在10章36节, 主耶稣说, 父所分别为圣又差到世间来的, 他自称是神的儿子, 你们还向他说, 你说, 现望的话吗?
Chapter 10, verse 36, it says, do you say of him whom the Father sanctified and sent into the world, you are blaspheming because I said, I am the Son of God?
然后在6章69节, 西门彼得说, 我们已经信了, 又知道你是神的圣者。
And John 6:69, we have believed and have come to know that you are the Holy One of God.
在9章35节, 5节说, 生来瞎眼, 一个瞎眼的人说, 耶稣听说他们把他赶出去, 后来遇见他, 就说, 你信神的儿子吗?
In chapter 9, verse 35, this is from a man who was born blind and was cured. Jesus heard that they had put him out, and finding him, he said, do you believe in the Son of Man?
然后在11章27节, 马大说, 主啊, 是的, 我信你是基督, 是神的儿子, 就是那,
and chapter 11, verse 27, she said to him, yes, Lord, I have believed that you are the Christ, the Son of God, even he who comes into the world.
所以在约翰福音结束的时候, 使徒约翰自己说,
and towards the end of the book of John, the apostle John himself says,
他说, 但记这些事要叫你们信耶稣基督是基督, 是神的儿子, 并且叫你们信了他, 就可以因他的名得生命。
But these have been written so that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you may have life in his name.
所以当多马说, 我的主, 我的神的时候, 有很深的意义。
So when Thomas says, my Lord and my God, it has very profound meaning.
所以当多马讲这句话的时候, 他是回到这个约翰福音第1章第2节所说,
and when he spoke these words, he's referring back to John 1:1-2.
太初有道, 道与神同在, 道就是神, 这道太初与神同在。
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning.
主耶稣的复活, 第一点就是使他门徒从这个惧怕当中成为喜乐。
And Jesus' resurrection brought the disciples out of fear into a state of being overjoyed.
第二, 使到这些门徒从不信变为相信。
Secondly, it brought the disciples from unbelief to belief.
第三, 耶稣的复活, 使人从死亡进入这个永生。
And thirdly, Jesus' resurrection brings men out of death into life.
所以当时的人亲眼看到主耶稣复活。
So the people of the time saw Jesus with their eyes, the resurrected Jesus.
之前他们也看到主耶稣所行的神迹。
And before that, they saw Jesus' miracles.
他们也看到主耶稣被钉死在十字架上。
They also saw Jesus being crucified on the cross.
埋葬了,三天后从死里复活过来。
He was buried and 3 days later he rose again.
看到的人有些相信了耶稣。
And those who witnessed, many believed in Jesus.
而得到神赐给他们的救恩。
And they received salvation from God.
所以得到神的救恩不是因为看到,而是因为相信。
And to receive Jesus' salvation is not because they saw, but because they believed.
一个人得到神的救恩不是因为看到,而是因为他相信。
A person received salvation is not because he saw, but he believed.
所以你看约翰福音的时候,从头到结束一直在强调这个信。
And so if you look at the book of John from the beginning to end, it all emphasizes the issue of faith.
我总共有100多个地方讲到这个相信耶稣的事情。
There's 100 some places that speaks of believing in Jesus.
你跟我没有看到耶稣的复活。
You and I did not witness the resurrection of Jesus.
你跟我也没有看到耶稣所行的神迹。
We did not see the miracles performed by Jesus.
但是我们看到被记录下来的事情。
But we see all the things that were recorded.
也就是约翰福音所记载的。
And that is all that's recorded in the book of John.
约翰福音的宗旨还有它的目的就是要人知道耶稣是谁。
And the purpose of the book of John is so that we could know who Jesus is.
并且相信他而得到这个永生的生命。
And so that we may believe and receive eternal life.
所以在31节, 但记这些事要叫你们信耶稣是基督,是神的儿子, 并且叫他,叫你们信了他,就可以因他的名得生命。
But these are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing you may have life in his name.
于是耶稣讲,没有看见的人相信更为有福。
Jesus actually says, for those who did not see but believe, they're even more blessed.
而耶稣对他说,你应看见我才信,那没有看见的就信了,更为有福。Then
Jesus told him, because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed.
就好像你跟我一样。 我们从来没有看过耶稣。
Just like you and I, we have never seen Jesus.
我们没有看过他的复活。
We did not see his resurrection.
我们没有看过他所行的神迹。
We did not see his miracles.
我们没有看过看到耶稣被钉死在十字架上。
We did not see Jesus being nailed on the cross.
埋葬,然后从死里复活过来。
Buried and rose again.
但是一个人信耶稣得救是因为他听了福音。
But a person to believe in Jesus is because he heard the gospel.
他听了圣经的记载。
He heard what was recorded in scripture.
或者他看了圣经的记载。
Or perhaps he read what's recorded in scripture.
所以按照罗马书第10章第17节这么说。
According to Romans 10:17 it says.
可见信道是从听到来的,听道是从基督的话来的。
So faith comes from hearing and hearing by the word of God.
那么刚才我们看到31节那边说耶稣信耶稣的人得生命。
And in verse 31 we see that those who believe in the Son of God will receive life.
那么这节经文跟约翰3章16节有点相似。
And this verse is similar to John 3:16.
也就是神爱世人甚至将他的独生子赐给他们叫一切信他的人不至灭亡反得永生。
And it says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life.
所以什么是永生?
So what is eternal life?
永生跟主耶稣基督的复活有密切的关系。
eternal life has a close relationship with Jesus' resurrection.
因为耶稣的复活，他带给人这个永生的生命。
Because Jesus' resurrection, it brought people the hope of eternity.
主耶稣的复活预表那些得救的人将来会从死里复活过来。
Jesus' resurrection represents that in the future, those who died in him will rise again.
所以当亚当夏娃犯罪之后，罪就临到世人的身上。
So after Adam and Eve sinned, sin came into the world.
罗马书还说罪的工价就是死。
And the in book of Romans, it says the wages of sin is death.
所以当人亚当夏娃犯罪之后，生老病死是人要面对的一个问题。
So after Adam and Eve sinned, men getting older and die is something that we have all have to face.
那么圣经还说，人人有一死，死后且有审判。
And the Bible tells us that everyone dies and after which comes judgment.
人不只生下来要面对这个死亡。
Men after we're born, not only do we have to face death.
死后还要面对这个审判。
After we die, we have to face judgment.
也就是启示录所说的大白士宝座前的审判。
And that's what Revelation refers to, as the judgment before the great white throne.
我们启示录说名字没有记在这个生命册上的人都被会扔在这个火湖里面。
And Revelation tells us that those names who are not recorded in the book of life will be thrown into the lake of fire.
我们只有这些名字记在这个生命册上的人才能够进入这个新天新地。
And it's only those names recorded in the book of life will enter into new heaven and new earth.
因此信耶稣得救的人就不必面对这个白色大宝座前的审判。
Therefore, those who believe in Jesus will not have to face the judgment before the great white throne.
所以主耶稣的复活带来了很大的改变。
So Jesus' resurrection brought about great change.
死亡本来是一个谜。
Death was an enigma.
但是现在有了这个答案。
But now we have an answer.
本来人觉得很绝望。
In the past, initially, people are hopeless.
但是现在有盼望。
But now we have hope.
本来人是胆怯的。
Men are fearful.
但是现在已经不怕了。
But now there is no fear.
本来是沮丧的。
There used to be sorrow.
但是现在却是喜乐的。
But now there is joy.
这个就是复活的大能。
And that is the power of resurrection. Let's spend some time to reflect on today's message. Do you feel hopeless sometimes?
或者你是否有时候觉得生命好像没有希望一样？
And that there is no hope in your life.
或者有时候你觉得很沮丧？
Or sometimes you're overpowered by sorrow.
但是耶稣的复活带给我们盼望。
But Jesus' resurrection brings up hope.
带给我们喜乐。
Gives us joy.
并且带给我们永生的生命。
Brings us eternal life.
耶稣已经复活了，因此我们是有盼望的。
Jesus rose again, therefore we have hope.
我们的生命是丰盛的，就好像约翰福音所说。
Our lives are abundant, just like what is recorded in John.
因为耶稣已经复活了。
Because Jesus has resurrected.
我不晓得你有没有得到这个生命。
I don't know if you have received this life.
如果没有的话。
If not.
我邀请你来深深地去考虑这个新生命。
I invite you to consider this new life.
不要错过这个机会。
And do not miss this opportunity.
因为人在这个世界上有一天要面对死亡。
Because men will face death.
这个是不可以否认的一个问题。
We cannot deny this question.
每一个人都要有一天离开这个世界。
Each one of us will one day depart from this world.
但是当你离开这个世界的时候，你有没有把握说我有这个永生的生命？
But when you leave this world, do you have assurance that you have eternal life?
如果没有的话
，If not，
我邀请你来考虑这个很重要的一个问题。
I invite you to reflect on this very important question.
天父，我们感谢你，因为你把耶稣赐给我们。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for giving us Jesus.
把他钉死在十字架上，使到我们的罪得到赦免。
And you have crucified him on the cross so that our sins may be forgiven.
他被埋葬了，然后三天从死里复活过来。
He was buried and rose again on the third day.
因此，因着这个缘故，我们得到这个永生的生命。
And because of this, we have eternal life.
因此，我们不必面对这个白世大宝座前的审判。
Therefore, we do not need to face the judgment before the great white throne.
因为耶稣的复活，我们能够进入新天新地。
And because of his resurrection, we could enter into new heaven and new earth.
所以主啊，我们感谢你。
So Lord, we thank you.
求你的话语打动我们的心。
We ask that you would move our hearts.
那些不信的人，求你软化他们的心，想使到他们相信。
And we pray that for those who do not believe, that you would touch their hearts.
那些已经相信的人，求主你坚固我们的信心。
And for those who believe, we pray that you would strengthen our faith.
让我们的生命好像那些门徒一样不怕死。
And that our lives would be like the disciples and not fear death.
放胆的去活出一个美好的见证。
And to fearlessly live out this new life.
求主你帮助我们。
Please help us.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名求。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen.